Welcome back to Go For The Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. So today starts a series of scary shorts. So during the month of October, we're going to be sharing fun, short, scary stories. And so what we will be doing is each episode, I'll introduce the myth that we're going to talk about or the scary story. It could vary from interviews to just me sharing personal stories from literature, or from movies, etc. But we're going to try to make October a little more fun and spooky for you. So to kick things off, I want to share my absolute favorite scary story of all time. And the story is called The Monkey's Paw. The Monkey's Paw, the story is about a magical monkey's hand that grants three tragic wishes. So let's begin. The Monkey's Paw. On one particular rainy night, a mother, father, and son were warming themselves by the fire as they heard a knock at the door. The son rushed to the door to find their old family friend, the Colonel. The Colonel briskly rushed into the fire and began to tell stories about all his far and exotic adventures and how he'd been through torment due to a mystical, mummified monkey's paw. The Colonel, at this point, reached into his pocket and threw this paw into the fire. Father, diving into the flames, narrowly escaping burns himself, rescued the eerie item. The Colonel warned them not to use it and to throw it back into the flames. The Colonel then retreated to the bar to pour himself a drink. That night, after the Colonel had left, the mother, father, and son looked upon the paw with curiosity, not one of them making a sound. Then they all went to bed. The next morning, after the son had hurried off to work, the mother held up the paw and wished for $1,000,000. To her surprise, the monkey's paw shifted before her eyes as a single finger coiled shut. Later that day, she told her husband of the occurrence, and he was in complete disbelief. Later that evening, father and mother, concerned that their son had not yet come home from work, they got a knock on the door. Father went to the door, and it was a lawyer. The lawyer said, "I'm afraid we have some very sad news. Your son was killed in a freak accident and crushed by a large steel beam." Mother and father, reeling from the shock as a lawyer interrupted, "However, the company would like to offer you $1,000,000 in compensation for your grief and loss of your son." Then the lawyer quickly left. Mother and father were now bowled over with sorrow, and mother feeling twice the grief since she had wished for the money. Father consoled her, saying, "This was just a coincidence." The next night, mother and father still could not be consoled and incapable of sleeping from their grief. Father reached for the monkey's paw and said, "I wish for my son to return to me, to be alive. Nothing in this world is worth losing him." Mother, realizing that father was wishing to the monkey's paw, gasped and then cried out, "No!" Father, looking back to her, "Whatever do you mean?" Just then, the paw shifted and coiled another finger shut. Then it began to rain with a heavy thunder. After the first strike of thunder, a faint scratching sound began at the door, which grew louder and louder and louder. The scratching at the door was now accompanied by a wet moaning. The monstrous groans from behind the front door pierced into mother and father's ears as they saw the door handle turning, only to stop at the deadbolt. Mother said, "Father, our son, we have to open the door." Father replied, "No, no, that's not our boy. It's the mangled remains of what was our son crawling to get inside." Father, reaching for the monkey's paw, cried aloud, "I wish for my son to be at peace." At that moment, the moans and thunder disappeared. The wind and rain ceased. Father bravely turned the handle of the door. He saw nothing but a moonlit horizon. Closing the door, father noticed the monkey's paw had fallen to the floor. Another finger had coiled up. Reaching down to pick it up, father quickly threw it into the furnace. Mother and father sat in the silence watching the mummified paw turn to ash. The end. And that was The Monkey's Paw. Thank you so much for listening to Go Forth and Nerd. During the month of October, if there's scary stories you would love to listen to or that you'd like to share yourself, please let me know. Feel free to email me at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at Mr. Bray, M-R-B-R-A-Y, or contact me via Facebook or Instagram. I would love to make October as spooky as possible for you. You all have a wonderful day, and remember to go forth a nerd.